Welcome to the One Wyoming Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Thorburn. You can follow all of my coverage of the Cowboys and Cowgirls at gowyo.com and make sure you bookmark the Pokes Insider page there. Follow me on X at @by_RyanThorburn. We're going to talk some Pokes hoops today with two really good freshmen for Wyoming, Gavin Gores and Naz Meyer. Guys, thanks for coming up to the studio here in the War Memorial Stadium press box.
Of course.
Absolutely glad to be here.
So let's talk about your journey first to Wyoming before we get into the season and how that's going. It's kind of unique, Naz. You grew up in L.A., greater L.A., 10 million people, or give or take. Gavin, Cumberland, Wisconsin, less than 3,000 people. What's it like for you two to, you know, come together and kind of lead this class and be at Wyoming together with such different backgrounds?
I think being able to adapt, like having good adaptability, coming here and just understanding like people that go to Wyoming probably have crazy different backgrounds and differences that, you know, you have to be curious to learn about.
Yeah, I think you're going to find that with any team. Everyone's going to be come from different places, but we all got the same goal and same mission.
Of course, everyone has a good Sundance Wicks story, and you know, he really focused on recruiting you guys. Last year, he had to slap a team together really late in the process. I know he's really excited about you two and the group that he's put together here. Naz, when's the first time you ever heard of Sundance Wicks?
When I started getting recruited to Wyoming, that was the first time. And if we're talking about like a story I have, it's just when I first got here on my visit, you know, he's just walking out the AA and just yells Nasty Naz from a long distance. I'm like, I already got a nickname. So it stuck pretty well.
You had, you know, other, you know, big time offers, you know, Marquette, Arizona State, those type of teams. What was it about taking a chance on Wyoming with Sundance? What led you here?
I'm big on trust and like consistency, and they never failed to stop recruiting me. You know, I feel like other programs, you know, showed a little fakeness and this and that. I just wanted something that was solid, true, and, you know, very culture filled. And that's what I got.
Of course, Gavin, obviously Sundance was at Green Bay for 1 year, and, you know, that's when you were on his radar. And I know you have a fun Sundance Wicks story from going to camp there, and it involves some blood, I believe.
Yes. I told this one the other night. It was crazy. Like at the end of the camp, he's just screaming at us. And like 5 minutes before, he was doing some push-ups and his pen like stabbed him in the eye. And it was like, he was bleeding everywhere, but he's giving a speech, his final speech of the camp. And like, it was just crazy. He's got blood rolling down his clothes, down his face, pulling on the floor, but he's still talking crazy. Like he's totally fine. It was hilarious.
Of course, Naz, you know, going out to New Hampton to prep school, that really prepares a lot of players for college because it's, you know, it's just a notch below Division I college basketball. Did you come here with the mission, like, I'm going to be not just a freshman, but an impact player in the Mountain West? And at what point during the process from summer to now did that click in that you were going to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, that was always the goal because I feel like it's pointless to come in here and just try to just do good for a freshman instead of like trying to impact winning. And I realized that in the summer, just like trying to earn my spot and this and that, like, you know, I could really do this and be helpful for this team.
Gavin, I mean, you dominated, you know, at a smaller school and in that level of Wisconsin basketball. For you, did you have the same goal or did you come in with no expectations? And when did you realize you could, you know, throw down a big dunk on UNLV and that sort of thing?
Yeah, the goal was come in, like, playing impact, and I wasn't, I think when I was getting recruited early on, I wasn't sure if that was going to be my my position, but Coach Pat, who's no longer here, and Coach Wicks, they kind of created that vision for me that I can do this, and I've been able to show that lately.
Naz, before the UNLV game, Sundance, you know, was doing his press conference, and he mentioned that he was encouraged ahead of that game because of the practice leading up to it, and he credited you with, you know, I guess, ripping off the brown jersey and saying, I'm going gold. I'm going one-on-one with Leland Walker and ratcheting up the level of intensity and that sort of thing. Why did you decide to do that? Was it kind of just thinking about the New Mexico loss or just wanting to step up as a leader?
Kind of both. Just like, You know, you never want to start off league 1-2 or nothing. And it's just like, I feel like having a home game that's a must win, and, you know, UNLV is usually a pretty good team. You just want to, like, have the intensity ready to go. And, you know, Leland Walker, you know, our best player, our point guard, and coach says it all the time. If you're our best player and point guard, you got to carry a lot of the load. So I just wanted to make sure that, like, he was ready to go for this practice so that there was no drop off, because, you know, he started off slow in this conference. So I wanted to see him, you know, perform at a higher level, because that's what we expect him to do.
So what, after you challenge him like that, what was it like to see him drop 28 on UNLV and just the whole team be engaged the whole game at a, you know, high energy level, but executing on both ends of the court?
Yeah, honestly, it was exciting to see, because, you know, he's had a couple frustrating games the last couple of games, which is, you know, it happens to any player. But just to see him, it just shows that practice really matters, because leading up to that game, he wanted to prove that, you know, this is mine. This is, you know, I'm here for a reason. I'm the point guard, this and that. And he did, and went into the game with the same mentality. And here we go. We're out here. He's dropping 30. So I was proud to see.
Gavin, I know you had to guard a 23-year-old, quote-unquote, freshman at New Mexico who looks like a pretty monstrous guy. You played well in that game, though, and then you come back against UNLV and stack together another really good game. What's it been like for you to adjust to Mountain West play? I know Sundance has been harping on it since the summer, but until you go through it, you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. The change from non-conference to conference was a huge jump. Just like bigger bodies, more experienced minds, like everybody's more physical, things are faster, so... Just like relaxing and settling into that, and like knowing it's coming every night, and you have to be ready to go. And if you're not, then it's next guy down the bench. So you have to be locked in, ready to go in practice, pregame, everything.
Obviously, Nas can lean on Leland Walker's experience, you know, as a point guard. You have Mattia Bellick, you have Abu, Keani, some older guys that really haven't played in the Mountain West, but they're older guys. How much have you learned from, you know, some of those guys about, you know, college basketball?
Yeah, I learned a lot, especially from Mattia, just like seeing his effort that he puts in, just quietly, like every game. He's one of our leading rebounders. He's just unbelievable effort guy. So just like seeing what it takes every game to like be impactful without just scoring the ball and stuff like that. It's really, really fortunate to have those guys.
That was the biggest win for a Wyoming team over a Mountain West opponent since 2001. Chris McMillan made sure to let us know that he was the point guard back then. And he played with a guy named Josh Davis. I don't know if he's ever shown you film of him, Gavin, but you kind of remind me of a young Rod Josh Davis. What do you think? Do you think you could be a player like that at Wyoming?
Yeah, absolutely. C-Max talked to me about that a couple times, and just but I think the biggest gap between me and Josh Davis right now is I think he was just an animal. So that's another thing I need to, like, a next level I have to unlock, and like his ability to just crash and be consistent rebounding and just being a dog on the glass. Like that's the next step for me. I really want to attack.
Nas, I really don't have a comp for you. I mean, Wyoming's had great guards dating back to Kenny Sailors, the inventor of the jump shot, but I don't recall any 6'7" guards. And, you know, I think what's fun about watching you play is obviously you can shoot threes and handle the ball and that sort of thing, but you can really make tough shots in the paint, like awkward looking shots, like, uh-oh, and then it goes in. Like, have you always had that knack for making tough shots at the end of the clock?
Yeah, and that's something I try to work on, is trying to limit the amount of tough shots I take, because, you know, growing and being a better player, you got to be able to get to your spots and get easier ones. So I believe that, you know, I always had that knack and stuff like that and just ability to do that, but I try not to force it too much. And if it comes, it comes. And then that's when the flow of the game kicks in.
I think when you look back to non-conference, you know, that Texas Tech game, I think a lot of people are like, oh, wow, like that's an impressive road performance. I know the team was disappointed that you didn't pull it out, because obviously you had a shot there. But is that the next step for you guys? You're going to Reno tomorrow, Nevada Saturday night. Very good team. They got off to a good start in Mountain West play. How close do you think you are of those road breakthroughs, Nas?
I think we're right there. I feel like it really starts with this game and honestly the next practice, because our intentionality and details and how locked in we are is really going to show how we're going to perform. What is a Saturday? Yeah, it's going to show how we're going to perform Saturday and really be locked in, because that's a road game we can steal. And as much as those you can steal is very great for the league play.
Gavin, what was it like playing at the Pit? And, you know, as you guys build this momentum, how much would it mean to you to recreate the Dome of Doom and get people to jump on this bandwagon?
Yeah, it was awesome. I think right after they did introductions, I turned to Coach Whitmore. I said, this is awesome. Just seeing all the fans and seeing all the rallying around, even though it's not our team, the New Mexico team. So like getting that every night would be amazing. So obviously encourage everybody to keep coming if you can.
Okay, well, I'll leave you guys on this note. You know, after the blowout of UNLV, Sundance Wicks said, I think I have a special team. That doesn't mean we're going to do special things, but we have a special team. Got to keep working. Nas, when did you sense that these guys from all over the world, you know, from Laramie to Sheridan to Estonia to New Zealand, and the list goes on, we're going to come together and have this special bond?
It all started from the summer, you know, trying to be more connected and having connectivity along the team. Nobody was fighting it. You know, people wanted to, you know, we watched the finals at Hambones and we didn't really know each other. We got to know each other really well there. It's just like they're good guys that really want to see each other win. And I think that's very important for every team. And it's rare to see that all the time. So I think it was great to see how different we are. But, like, we can't let that be, you know, something that holds us back, because we're good guys. We still got to get in the fight.
Gavin, can you feel that too? And what do you think the key is to having a special group actually do special things in March?
Yes, absolutely. Like, being connected in the summer, it's really fortunate to be a freshman and, like, have this connected of a group and understand what it feels like this early on. So being able to carry this on and, like, being locked in practice every day, and, like, even though we're good friends off the court, we still need to hold each other accountable on the court, and like that's going to carry us on. And like, if we can keep winning, then we can keep playing in March and keep doing great things.
All right, guys, well, thanks for joining the One Wyoming podcast. Wyoming will be playing at Nevada 8 p.m. Saturday, so make sure you check out that. And even more importantly, San Diego State will be here probably for the last time in their history next Wednesday at the AA, so you don't want to miss that. These guys deserve to have the arena auditorium turned back into the Dome of Doom. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe at Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you soon.